The Minnesota School of the Air. The Minnesota School of the Air presents Old Tales and New, a program for in-school listening. These programs are broadcast by transcription at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and at 2:15 each Thursday afternoon. Today's story is called The Three Elephants Vacation. On a lovely round island, in the middle of a great round lake, in the warm jungle country of Africa, there lives a family of elephants. There's a father and mother elephant.
How do you do?
Three sons.
Hi.
And one daughter elephant.
Hello.
The mother and father elephants, with their four children, have lived on the island for several years now, and they like it very much. Well, that is, they've all liked it very much until one morning not too long ago.
I really believe it started several weeks ago, Mr. Announcer. I could tell by the way the boys have been carrying their trunks around that they were thinking about going away from here on a vacation. The boys, Alfred, Albert, and Agamemnon.
That's me, Agamemnon.
Yes. The three of them have had that look about them of going away for some few days now. So it wasn't exactly a surprise to Father and Elsie and me. It wasn't exactly a surprise when Alfred announced at breakfast this morning.
Mother, Father, we, your sons, have decided that we would like a vacation.
A vacation?
What's that?
What's a vacation?
Well, a vacation is when you take your trunk and go away someplace for a while. It's what Alfred, Agamemnon, and me would like to do for a while.
Well, don't you like it here? Don't you?
Oh, yeah.
No, we do.
Uh-huh.
But we thought we'd just like to take a vacation.
Yeah.
It's just the time of the year, you know, for vacation.
Well, Father?
Well, let me see. Well, what do you think, dear?
I think it's silly. Why do you want to go away if you like it here?
Well, Elsie, your brothers are boys. Boys like to see things and look around a little.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, perhaps a little vacation would be good for them.
It might even be educational for them, Father.
Yes, it might, my dear.
Well, then we can go.
Can we, Father? Mother?
Please?
Yes.
Yes. The three of you may go. Only be careful to stay away from people. Or you may be captured and put into one of their circuses.
And don't go into the water. I worry about the three of you going into the water when your father isn't around.
We'll be careful if we see people, and we won't go in the water.
When will you be back?
Well,
how long does a vacation take?
Now, that depends, Elsie.
Some vacations are longer than others.
When we've seen all we want to see, then we'll come home.
Yeah, and we want to see everything, and then we'll come home.
It may take forever and ever, but then we'll come home.
Come on. Let's start up the beach toward the sun.
Yeah.
That's a good way to go.
Oh, yeah. We've never been beyond the rock where the water splashes.
Yes, let's go that way.
Boy, if I'd have known that vacations could be so much fun, I'd have gone on one before.
We might even have gone sooner.
I intend to go several times a year on a vacation if I like this one. And I like it so far.
But we've just started, Agamemnon.
I know, but I like the way it started. And now if I like the middle part and the end part, too, I will have liked the whole vacation. Is this the middle middle part, Alfred, is it, huh?
Well, it's almost the middle part of the vacation, Agamemnon.
Well, we've only been gone about 2 hours, Agamemnon. Are you lonesome for home already?
Well, not lonesome, Albert. Hungry. You said we'd eat when it got to be the middle part of the vacation.
Oh, well, we'll eat, Agamemnon. We'll eat before long. Are you tired?
No. No, I'm not tired.
Well, your legs are shorter than ours. Have we been going too fast, Agamemnon?
No, my legs feel fine. Just fine. I'm just hungry.
Maybe we'd better eat now, Alfred. I think he's tired.
Well, I don't know why he should be. We've just walked. You and I have carried the lunch.
He's not a very big elephant. Well, let's stop so we can rest.
Oh, that looks like a good place up ahead. Oh, what do you say, Albert? Shall we eat there? I don't think we'll find a better one. The beach is smooth and white.
Well, it's all right with me. Oh, what do you think, Agamemnon?
Yes. Let's stop.
All right. We'll eat our lunch and rest a bit and then start out on our vacation again.
It was a lovely lunch that Mother packed.
A lovely lunch.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was a nice place to rest, too. Oh, the beach was white and smooth. Not rocky like where we live.
A nice place.
Nice.
I don't think we could have had finer weather for our vacation. Oh, look at that sky. Not a cloud in it.
Finest possible weather.
Fine.
And we've learned so much. We saw what was beyond the rocks where the water splashes.
Yeah, there were more rocks and more splashing. Oh, yes, we've learned a lot. We saw new trees and three birds we didn't know. It's been educational.
Oh, it has.
Is something the matter, Agamemnon?
You look so tired. We carried the lunch.
I'm not tired.
Don't you like the vacation?
Oh, yes, especially this middle part. I like this the best of all.
Well, if you'd like to sit down a while...
No, I'm all right. I don't know when I've enjoyed anything so much as the middle part of our vacation.
Makes the water red where it shines on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the palm trees and the rocks are blacker as it gets dark.
Won't be so hot walking with the sun gone away.
Yeah, we can't see so well in the dark, though. And I guess we'll have to go slower.
We'll have to go slower anyway. Look at our young brother. Oh, his head's so low. His trunk is dragging on the ground.
Well, so it is. I didn't know he was that tired. Agamemnon, would you like to stop and rest a while?
Well, we could sit down and bury our feet in the wet sand to make them feel better if they're tired.
I'm not tired. This is nearly the end part of our vacation.
Almost.
Well, it's the last of the middle part. The end part will start in just a little while. You do look tired, Agamemnon.
I'm not tired. Not very tired, that is. I'd rather stop. No, I guess I'd rather not stop if we're going to get to the end part very soon.
Agamemnon.
Yeah?
Are you hungry?
Well, we'll eat when we get to the end of our vacation.
You both eat, and I think I'll... just sleep.
There! The sun dropped down.
Yeah, the end part starts when the sun goes away.
Oh, I'm so glad. It seems I've waited all day for the end part of this vacation.
We're nearly there.
The beach is getting rockier and rockier.
Oh, look at Agamemnon. Oh. His head is so low that not only his trunk, but his ears are dragging.
Oh, he's tired. You'd think he'd been carrying a heavy bundle all day long from the looks of him.
Well, I guess it was too long a walk for such a young elephant.
Hello!
Oh. Hey, that's Father.
Hello, Father!
Albert! Are your brothers with you?
Yes, Father. I'm here, and so is
Agamemnon.
Agamemnon says he's here, too.
Good, good. Your mother was getting worried.
Is that the boys? Are they all right?
Yeah, they're all right, my dear.
So let's run the rest of the way.
I'll beat you home, Alfred.
That's all right. I'll be along.
Come on, Albert. We want to tell them all about our vacation.
Boys, boys. Well, your vacation must have been fine for you to come back so full of life.
Oh, it was, Father.
Your dinners are all ready. Well, how was your vacation, my dear?
Oh, it was wonderful, Mother. We walked and...
Where's Agamemnon? Isn't he with you?
He's coming.
Oh, see? There he is.
Why, my poor baby. He's so tired.
Why, his trunk and his ears, even his tail, dragging along behind him.
Hello. Hello, my dear. Are you all right?
Oh, fine.
You look a bit tired, son. Was the vacation too much for you?
No, the vacation was fine. It was the part about not going near the water that was hard.
What?
But Agamemnon, you wouldn't have gone into the water after you promised.
No, Mother, not after I promised, but I thought to myself, what if I got thirsty, And I couldn't go near the water. Then what? So all day long we walked around the island, and I got hot, and I got hungry, and I got tired, but I didn't get thirsty. And I carried my whole trunk full of water around just waiting to get thirsty.
Well, no wonder Agamemnon, the baby elephant, was so tired. All day long, he carried around a trunk full of water. Today's program was written by Betty Gerling and produced by Dwayne Zimmerman. In the cast were Levon Slabaugh, Roger Erickson, Irv Fink, Elizabeth Thomas, and Betty Kaufman, all members of the University Radio Guild. Music was by Mimi Bear, and our engineer was Larry Larson.